Okay, let's get into Chulin Daf Tzadi Hey. Chulin Tzadi Hey. We were just talking on yesterday's daf all about issues of Geneva's Das. Just one Hosafa to that, the discussion. At the end of the Gemara, we spoke about the Tosfos and the Midas HaEmes, and somebody tricks themselves. Remember, Rav Asher Weiss once mentioned in a shiur that, you know, one time, generally he doesn't go out of the town or this, he gives shiurim all over every night, but one time he happened to be in Bnei Brak. He was giving a shiur in Bnei Brak. And there happened to be somebody that was from his Talmidim that was making a wedding in Bnei Brak. So he went to the wedding and he showed up and the guy was so amazed and so happy. The question is, does he have to say to the person, does he have to burst his bubble? He just can't. I'm only in Bnei Brak because I was giving a shiur. So again, as we said yesterday, Ihu Dukamati Navshe. You know, what could be Machmir on Hilchas Gemilas Chesed. And if somebody is doing something and you didn't do anything beyond, you know, maybe there could be flexibility in terms of you're allowing them to think something even though you didn't specifically have it in mind. But it's a parallel type of case that came up. Okay, we get into other issues now of Inyani Kashrus. Last line on Tzadi Dalit Amabes. Hahu Tavcha, to Amar Lechavre. There was a Tabach, there was a butcher that said to his friend, actually, it wasn't really his friend, as we'll see. If you would get along with me, Milo Safi Lacha Mishar Shapatam Dav Di Esmo, I would have given you some of my big fat ox that I made yesterday. Meaning he was just bragging. He was saying he didn't get along with this person. And Rashi says in Mihayita Shali Mimi, they were sonim zezet, they didn't like each other. So he's bragging and saying, I would have given you a piece of my ox, but sorry, you missed it. Amar le, achli mi shufri shufri. So he says back, well, I had my super meal ox by myself. I didn't need yours. Amar le mi noach. He says, really? Where'd you get it from? Amar le, dezavan ploni ovikol chavim visafali. Right, such and such a non-Jew, as we've mentioned, the Gemara has been assuming often the Jews were the butchers in the town and the non-Jews worked in the stores. So a certain Ploni, I bought it from the Ovikam Ploni Vesafali, and he gave it to me. Amale says this butcher, Trey Avdi, really, I made two yesterday. Vahu Trey Fahavi, I sold it to that guy. I gave this, the Trefa that I made yesterday, to that storekeeper. So what you ate was Treif. So what do you do with this story? Right, is he believed to say that the animal that he gave to the other Ovikol Chavim was not kosher? So two versions of the Gemara. Version number one, let's just read the story. Amar Rebbe, Bishvil Shota Zeh, She'asa Shaloka Hogan, Anu Nasser Kolam HaKolin. Because of this fool that acted improperly, right? We're going to aser all of the makolin, all of the marketplaces, right? We're not going to do that just because there's one fool that says that. Meaning, what does that mean? It sounds like we would believe him, but that doesn't create an iser for the rest of the city, right? Rashi says, "Oh no, aser bitmia milikach basar hayom min ovikach chavim b'makolin hoverov tafchi Yisrael." There's a rove here. And these are rove, and therefore you don't have to worry about anything more, yeah. Right? If you buy from the Ovikol Chavim and the Makolin, Rashi sounds like, right, if you buy from the Ovikol Chavim and the Makolin, it is mutter. What happens if you buy from the Ovikol Chavim not in the Makolin? So the Rashba just wonders about that, why Rashi seems to limit it. The Rashba says, if all the butchers, or rove of the butchers in the city, are Jewish, and they're doing shechita, so then why would you, what is Rashi emphasizing? V'lo yarati l'sofa inyan, says the Rashba. Tohavadai b'makolim v'tavchi Yisrael afilu nimso b'yad goy, ubeso shel goy mutter. It should be mutter, kivan derov tavchi Yisrael, kol abasar, shel lokhin mi makolin lokin oso. Ulamiyot nevelo sheshochted bebeisam lo chayshinon. You don't have to worry about that miyot. V'kivat shekein mali b'makolin, mali chutz b'makolin. And therefore says the Rashba, mishamachi nira denimso b'yad goya, afilu chutz b'namakolin motor. I don't think it's dafka b'namakolin. Rashi is emphasizing. Mid ovik el chavim b'makolin. Rashi says, I'm not sure why he's emphasizing that. Umistavra, and he says, maybe even lehefech. Da'adra abadafka chutz b'makolin. Avo b'makolin aser. Da'hanola lano asavik b'chavua. So we'll get to that, B'Hashem, soon. Maybe the makolin makes it worse in a certain sense. Below it, alafilu ro, so yosef namakolin aser. As we'll get to, but this is the Rashba getting into, machlokas. With Rashi, it should be even not in the makolin. But in any case, the first version of the Gemara is that we somewhat believe this person, that he had sold shreif meat, but we don't have to worry that there is any other meat in the store. Rebbe Lataimei, and Rebbe goes according to his reasoning, Amar Makul and Tafchi Yisrael, Basar Nimsa Biyad Kochavim, Mutter, that is all version number one. A lot to talk about, in this case. First of all, the Achronim wonder, the Rishonim don't really bring this up, and that is, the Gemara in Gittin discusses that we know Eid Echanem and Bisurin. One Eid is believed. But often, what the big question, what is that, based on? What is that, based on? Eid Echanem and Bisurin? What is the source? Rashi and Tosfos at the beginning of Maseches Gittin discusses this. Rashi says it's based on a svara, and we had a svara earlier in our Masechta also for Eid Echanem Bisurin. Right? Why should a person be believed? Because Rashi says it's understood that everybody eats at people's houses and everybody is able to trust everybody else. That's Rashi. Tosfos says it's a pasuk. V'safra lo la'atzma. But Tosfos on the bottom of Beis Maseches Gittin discusses. Well, isn't there a principle also later in Maseches Gittin of biyado? Ne'eman is biyado. And if somebody's not biyado, could you just say something is usur about something that's not in your control? The Reb Kiveger here asks, the meat is not biyado anymore. Person's belief to say it's not kosher. And he quotes the Gemara there that if a sofer says about a certain sefer Torah that is no longer in his hands that I didn't write a lishma, so then he could do that. He doesn't have the power to do this. They just leave the betzorachian. Why should he have this? Why should he have this power? Question of that Kiva Eger and the other achronim. In general, creating isurim after something happens and said I did something is a shaila. It's a shaila in hilchas kashrus where it's not in control in hilchas arayas also. Right? The Behuda has a tshuva, we've discussed in the past, right? If somebody comes and says and admits that they were mizana, a woman admits that she was mizana, so does that create an iser labaila if there are no edim and there's nobody else that says it? Nobody else that says it, right? That's the Noda Behuda has a tshuva. The second half of the tshuva we've discussed in the past a little more. The second half of the tshuva is about why can't one do tshuva for Chayvi Mises Bezdin, right? 20 years after a person does an Aveira, he does tshuva, v'chulu, so that's tshuva. Arachayim chelik alef simen lamed hey. That's the tshuva. But the first half of that tshuva is a tragic but fascinating case, where he goes through. Echad shenichshol be'eshes ish kama shanim, shalosh shanim ritzufa, shayisav abesa, terrible story, there was a zenus of eshes ish for 3 years, v'atan esorah b'tshuva, v'ashri lo, Baruch Hashem, he's finally doing tshuva. The man married the daughter of this woman that he was mizana with. He was with his mother-in-law. Does he have to tell his father-in-law? Does he have to tell his father-in-law? Or better not to say anything. That's the shaila. So, first is a halachi issue. Hayodeya be'eshes ish shezin satachas baila mechuyev lo diel baila frisham yisur. But makam yesh pagam mishpacha yikarim yichas beYisrael. If somebody knows there was no edim, there was no ash. If somebody knows that there was a snus, do you have to say something? V'yesh lam banim chashuvim im shayach bazeh gadol kavod abriyah shadocha losa seishav b'torah b'sheiv al tase. Hine davar pashut says the Noda Behuda to lo amrina gadol kavod abriyah sela b'sheiv al tase v'lo v'kum ba'aseh. You only say b'sheiv al tase. And he gets into discussion by Shatnis, and he goes through the whole tshuva. But again, part of it is, do we trust this person? Do we trust this person? Right? There are no edim in this case. So therefore, that is a question. Again, he goes through. But that is a rise. But here, what about a butcher? Somebody says that all that meat that I already sold to you was treif. So do we believe? It sounds like here that we will believe, and that is somewhat related to that issue. That's all version number one in the Gemara. Version number two, Ika to Amre, Amar Rebbe, Bebreshote Zo, Di Ichavin Litziure Lachavri on Neser Kol HaMakolin. What's that version? Because this fool made up a story, Litziure. So it sounds like, well, we don't believe he is even being Mitzaro. He had Kavana to be Mitzaro's friend. Anu Neser Kol HaMakolin, right? We're going to Aser all the Makolin. Taima di ichavin litziure lachavre halav hachi aser. Sounds like, well, it's only because he had kavana to be mitzaer, but halav hachi, he would have power to aser all the rest. Aser all the rest, because only here, because he's faking it. But if he would really be telling the truth, maybe he would power to Aser all of the Shukim. Right? Besides, we were just talking about Asering the once, does he have power to Aser one specific piece that he already, spoke about. But here, right, the issue was Asering, for all the town. Again, just to clarify, what we were just talking about, what the meat was already eaten that the friend had eaten yesterday. We're talking about buying meat for the rest of the day. Like Rashi says, milikach basar hayom, right? Do we believe him for that? We wouldn't believe him. But in the second version is that, well, he's making it up, but it sounds like if he would say it, we would believe him. Even more of a ne'emanis. Halav achi aser. So v'hatanya. So now the Gemara asks, it's a question, it's not a siyata. Rabbi Omer, makulim betavchi Yisrael, basar anisar yadokal chavim mutter. Isn't it mutter? So how does he have this power? Shaini hacha, this chazik yisura. This a cheskas iser. Once we know, in this case, in the second version, we would actually believe him, right? Not just what happened yesterday, and are we choshesh, and the potential believing. But here, according to the second day, we would actually believe, so then that is not something in general, it's just because there is a cheskas iser, so then it might affect the rest of the marketplaces. Interesting, little machlokes, the Ritva, the Rashba, whether it asers everything from previously, what if I bought stuff already, or only mikana l'haba? Mikana l'haba, do we say that it is a problem? Right? A discussion of the of that issue. There was a discussion in the Rishon, and we were assuming, the Pashas, the Gemara, is Rashi and Tosfos assume that the case of the story is a case where there was no announcement, as we discussed in yesterday's daf, there was no announcement that any treifas were sold today, and it was a place where they usually announce. And that's why, in this case, where there was no announcement, so this guy is now saying that he sold it even though he didn't announce. That's the case that Rashi and Tosfos, how they explain the Gemara. Right, but other Rishonim have other Pshatim, but that is how they explain the Gemara, and that's how we were assuming. Okay, next part of the Daf. Amar Rav, Basar, Kivan Shenis Alim and Ayin Aser. Famous Halacha of Basar Shenis Alim and Ayin. Do we paskin like this? That'll come up, Baruch Hashem, on the end of the Daf. Rashi paskins at the bottom of Sadehim Abayz, as we'll see. Rashi is going to say, we don't paskin this way. But other Rishonim do paskin like Rav. But this now is Shitas Rav. Basar, kivash, nis'alim, and ayin aser. When basar is nis'alim, and ayin, when we don't see it, for a moment, it is aser. Why is it aser? Rashi is gonna say that maybe a bird came along and carried it away. The Rambam's lashon is not just a bird, but other behemoths as well. Here in Paraches, halacha, yud gimel. The Rambam says here, tala kli male chatichas basar. Nishbar akli v'naflu chatichos la'aretz, uba umasa chatichos ve'ein lo bohen simin v'lo tfiyas ayin. If somebody finds the meat where they had left it, and there's no simin there, there's no tfiyas ayin, we'll get to that at the end of the daf. Be'ezus Hashem harei zaser, sha'anu omrin, oso basar girarto chaya osheretz, v'ze basar acherhu. And this is different basar, and therefore one has to be choshesh. Whenever one has basar that disappeared from eyesight, right, one has to be choshesh that it was switched. Good. There's one point, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention, on the top, the language, interestingly, that was used in the story, reminds us of other places in Shas where such language is used. Mi kasafu lecha, right? If the first line, if you would have, been my friend, right, I would have given you mi kasafu lecha. That reminds us a little bit of the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, where the Gemara discusses the story of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Remember that story about the guy where the non-Jew was boasting to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, an Aramean that went up to Yerushalayim for the Korban Pesach, and he was boasting to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira that he always ate from the Korban Pesach, and nobody knew, even though it's called Ben Necha Leyochobo. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says, Mika Safu Lacha, same Lashon, Me'alya. Yeah, did they give you from the tail? That's the most delicious part. And he says, no, they never gave me from the tail. Ki kasakas lahasa me'emelu safuli me'alya. When they came up, they said, give me. Ki salak amelu me'alya safuli. They said, when he went up, he said, give me from the alya. Amrule, they said, alya. They thought to themselves, that's burnt. right? And they realized this is how Rav Yehuda ben Maaseiras set him up and got rid of his situation where he was boasting. Vamika safa lacha, the Shar Maaseinu Balacha, Kedarka Bakodesh notes the connection between the languages of various Gemaras. Doesn't note the other lashon of Bishul Shotezeh, Shasa Shalok Hogan. That's a lashon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses. That's a lashon. Where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu use that lashon? In Avodah Zarah. It's a Mishnah. Mishnah Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Dalad Amud Beis, where the Gemara there, the Mishnah there says that the Zakenim were asked, Im ein ritzono b'avodas kochavim l'meinu mevala. If Hashem does not like idols, why doesn't he destroy them? Why does he let idols? Why does he zap them? Amru lahen. So the Chachamim said, Ilu davashin sarach l'olam bo ayo ovdin. If people worship just things that the world doesn't need, like just a piece of wood, hayim mevala, Hashem will get rid of it. Harehin ovdin l'cham l'vanu l'kochavim l'mazalos. Right, but they're served the sun and the moon and the stars. Hashem created a beautiful world. Ya'abid olamo b'pnei ha'shotim? Should Hashem destroy his world because of some fools? B'pnei ha'shotim? Right, and like here, b'shul shota zesh asa nesar kolam ha'kolin? That's that lashon. The Gemara expands upon it, not just by Avodah Zarah, but also by stealing wheat and planting it, things shouldn't grow, and by a znus case, there shouldn't be a pregnancy. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not get involved. That's just the Lashon. I just wanted to mention this Gemara, that story reminds us of some other Lashonos in Shas. Okay, back to Rav. So Rav says, Basar shenis alim and ayin is asar, because we're worried and nervous that if we weren't focusing on this meat for every second moment, maybe it got switched. Even though it looks pretty similar, maybe it got switched. Tosfos points out that this is a chumrah. The Ritva points out this is a chumrah. Tosfos, Omar Rav, Bashar Islam and Ayan Asr, Viafilu Be'ir Sheish Baruch Tavchi Yisrael. Even if most of the butchers are Jewish, the Chayshinon, Shema, Orvin, Aisu, Nevela, Meruba, Da'alma. Because this city has rove Jewish butchers, but the world has rove non-Jewish meat, the non-Jewish butchers. V'chalfua, v'chumra ba'almahu, v'shum uvda da'avik kedil kaman. And it's a chumra, as we know, and because it's a chumra, there are a number of kulas that we have. Just to read again, the Ritva also notes here that this is a chumra ba'alma, we have to remember. So let's say one has suffik, basar, shenis alam and ayin. You're not sure if it is, then we could be makel there. And that's why it only applies where there's a real chash. If it was basar shalom and ayin, but there's no real chash, so then it is not a problem. So, for example, Rashi here, shenis alam and ayin. Rashi says, shahaya sha'acha shalora ov, afilu haya munach al shulchano. Right, al shulchano, Rashi says, even if it was on your table, says the Ritva. Right here, first he says, Shah Achas, first of all, the fact that Rashi says Shah Achas doesn't really mean Shah. As we will see a little bit later in the story, it's not an hour. Shah Shah, he says, V'nira de Shah Achas Avdafka, Tabuvda de Chiyusala Kamal Lo Nesalim, Shah Shlema, as we'll see. Number one, V'nira de Hadinakat Maran, Shahaya Munach Alchana. Why does Rashi say it was on the table? Mishum de Bisholchano, V'chayotse Bo, Ikala Mechash Lechlufe. It was on the table, and in the days of old, when it was more open, or there was less hygiene, and there were rodents running around, that's where there's asi lechlufei. La afuke mayatoli bunkli b'chayotzi. But what if it was hanging on a hook? If it was hanging on a hook, a bird didn't come in and take off a piece meat from the hook and put another piece of meat on the hook. That didn't happen. So Rashi Dafka says al shulchano in an open place, says the Ritva, where there's a real shash. To akulech shasha the rav, haidam shun the chayish lo arvim, to shakli lahai vasi achrin to beduchta, v'koshu toli b'shpud, o be'unkali lek alamechash lahachi. Anything that's hanging, so then there's no worry. V'chein hora mori hara'a. And that is what the ra'a says, and that is what many other Rishonim here quote from the Ravid, the language of the Rambam that we just read, though, Tala kli male chatichos basar, v'nishbar kli v'naflo chatichos aser. Right? Sounds like that they were on a hook and now it's amongst the pieces. The Magen Mishnah says, maybe the Rambam, unclear. Does the Rambam say this way? That if it would have still been up on the hooks, then it would have been mutter only because it fell down? Why does the Rambam give that dafko kimpka? Interesting, that could be. Unless you say that, but it's still on the hooks on the floor.
unless it fell off the hooks. But either way, that's the discussion. That's what we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this heter, Simin Samach Gimel. That's the Simin about Basar, Shinis Alim and Ayin, says the Shulchan Aruch, Tala Kli Malib Chatichas Basar, Venishbar Kli, quotes the Rambam. Venavla Chatichas Aris Abba, Matzah Chatichas, Vein Lohem Bohem, Lo Simil, Tvias Ayin, Ariza Aser. Sheish Lomar, Osa Basar, Shaheba Kli, Garato Chayo Sheretz, Zeb Basar Acherhu. That's the Rambam. But then he quotes, Shulchan Aruch quotes the other Rishonim, the Imtla'o b'masmer, the Chayotzibos, this is, according to the Shulchan Aruch, adding on to the Rambam, the Imtla'o b'masmer, the Chayotzibos, she'yev shal sheretz v'lito, u'lahaniach mutter. Right, and it's impossible. And then the Yeshmatirin, Bazar Zalmanayim, imasu b'makam she'inicho. As we will get to that, there are those that are materit, that argue on Rav, but this is, that's a machlokes. That's the machlokas Rishon. Good. So let's get back to the din. So Basar Shezam and Ayim, Rav says, is Aser Meisvei. Is it really Rebbe Omer, as we were just talking about? Rebbe Omer Mikule Vitavchi Yisrael Basar Nimsa Be'erokel Chavim Mutter. But 1 second. But didn't we say that if you have a piece of meat that's Nimsa, and most of the population of the butchers, of the storekeepers are Jewish, then it's Mutter. If it's found Be'erokel Chavim, what do you mean? It's Basar Shezam and Ayim, it's Nimsa. So Nimsa Vyadako Chavim Shiny. Answers the Gemara, no. It's better if a guy has it. A guy is going to be Shomer. A guy is going to make sure it's not switched. So, ironically, if it's out in the open, then an animal might have switched it. But in a case where a guy has it, that's better. It's not Basar Shezam and Ayin. Again, as long as there's no other place where the guy could have gotten the meat from in the rove. The rove is kosher meat. Tashma, what about the following case? Oh, big discussion. Comes up in Ksubis and Psachim. Teisha Chanuyos, the case of 10 stores. Kulan Mochres Basar Shchuta V'Achras Mochres Basar Nevela. All the stores sell kosher meat, one sells non-kosher meat. V'Lokach Me'achas Ben V'Niyo De'Meizem En Lokach. I bought from one of them, I don't remember. I don't know which one I bought the meat from. The kosher ones, the koshers are the rove. So I say, go after the rove, says the Gemara, Sveiko Aser. The Safek is Aser. Why? What about roves? Here we have the principle called Kavua. The principle called stationary, right? Some suggest that this is a gzeiras hakasev. It's based on a pasuk. Rashi here quotes the Gemara in Maseches Ksubis and Yuma that we learned that from a pasuk of kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami. Something that's stationary, even though there's a rove. Still, you don't go by the rove. You treat it as 50-50, and if it's 50-50, safek daraisa lechumra. V'zemen hakavua, right? That is the halacha of sveiko aser. If you have these stores are stationary, so then you don't know where it came from, sveiko aser. Ubenimsa, but if you find the piece of meat outside the stores, it's already been separated from the stores, that's called parish. Ubenimsa, halacha achar harov. And by Nimsa, where is Parish, then you follow the rope. Question mark. But either way, it's Basar Shinis Alam and Ayin. So by Nimsa, why do you go after the rope? Right? On a Daraisa level. But Rav says it's Aser. Right? So even Nimsa should be Aser. So Chanami, but Nimsa Biad Kochavim. So no, what Nimsa over there also maybe means Nimsa Biad Go. You're right. If it's found on the floor, then it's Basar Shinis Alam and Ayin. Rav would say that's Aser. But maybe Rav would interpret this Braisa that Nimsa means Nimsa Biad Oved Kochav. Good. There is a major discussion in the Achronim whether there is any type of svara for kavua. Called kavua kamechzal mechzadami. Reb Chaim is quoted not giving a svara, but working out the mechanics. Right? There is a machlokas about the mechanics. What's the mechanics? Machlokas about when we say called kavua kamechzal mechzad. Therefore, you have to be machri. You don't go by the rove. Is that because there is no rove? You treat it as if there is no rove, or there is a rove, but you don't follow the rove. That is a question. Reb Chaim is quoted in Reb Elchanan in Ksubis Simen Mem that there is a rove. There could be other nafkaminas, which we're not going to get into now. If there is a rove, it's just that you don't follow the rove. Tahad de kavua, ein pirusho de nechshav ki'ilu leka ruba, ela de gzeras akasiv de bedavar kavua lo azlinan basar ruba. Avo be'emes ika ruba gam bekavua, ela de lo mahani. That's what he quotes from Reb Chaim. He quotes that and he says, Voltaire, it's a hiskim kvod morin gon Reb Chaim. That's one version. But the other way to understand it is that, no, kavua breaks the rove. Kavua means that you don't treat it as if there is a rove. It's even deeper. And that might get into svara. That might get into svara. What is that? So Rav Shimon Shkup in the Shar Yosher and the beginning of Shar Dawa discusses that maybe kavua means when something is stationary, it has chashivus. It has its space. Like a makom kavua. Makom kavua is chashiv. So if something has its space, so then maybe you don't see the entire population around it. You don't see it drowning in the rove. You see it as its own
item, and therefore, you don't know what it is, it's a suffix, you treat it like 50-50. Right? So therefore, kavua doesn't mean that there's a rove, but you don't follow the rove, it means that there is no rove. Lanias Daiti, he quotes, Kivan diafinan mikra, te'achshiva Torah, inyan akfius, hainu, kol sheyat inon, te'ika batarov ezos, nachri echot shehu kavua, or the case of where you threw a rock into a whole group of people, hainu shekan hu makomo, v'hu nikar l'ksas b'nei adam, omra Torah shechoshuv miut ze neged harov, she'ein din harov machria b'ki agavna ala safik shel kol echad, right? That you don't, again, that last lashon makes it sound similar to Reb Chaim, but again, this is how it is, seems to be, understand. And again, that's the, he talks about this at length. Again, there's much discussion in the Achron, and many assume it's Xeris HaKasif. But, that is just a suggestion. The Shach points out that it's Bein L'chumra, Bein L'kula. You know, kol kavua kemechsal mechsa, you know, that means it's, if it's, even if it's rov kosher, you have to treat it 50-50 and be machmir. But let's say it's rov not kosher. But still, you don't go by the rove and give malchus based on that, right? It's bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. You would whatever it would be. Good. So that's, we defended Rav, how Rav would explain that brisa. We continue. Ha tashma matzah babasar. Now we have a mishnah matzah babasar. Where is this? Rashi points this out. Rashi says this is a mishnah in taharos, which means seder taharos, but it means a mishnah in machshirin. Rashi often, when it quotes a mishnah from kachim or taharos that we're not familiar with, that there's no gemara on, Rashi will tell us that it is a mishnah somewhere where we are not used to. Mishnah Hirashi Bataras on the side of changes it to Makshirin. Ir Sha Yisrael Bodhi Khavim Darimba, where Jews and non-Jews live. So says the Mishnah, Matzah Babasar, if you find a piece of meat, so if it's a raw piece of meat, Talakha Rov Tabachim, you find a piece of meat, you go by most of the butchers. What are they in the city? Vimavushal, but if it's already cooked, so then Rashi, Afa Pisha Tabachim Ruban Yisrael. Even though most butchers are Jews, but you don't go by that. Acharov ochle baser sheba'iras linan. You go by most of the people who eat meat in the city. I guess you don't take into account the vegetarians. Demivusha lav mi tabachim nafel. It obviously didn't fall from a tabach, right? It didn't fall, fell from a baser, because maybe it fell, maybe the guy cooked it. So back to the mission. Ovim bevusha acharov ochle baser. So you see from there, matzah, you find. But what do you mean? Even if most are Jewish, but it's baser shenasal minayim. And if you want to say a whole year also, it's nimsa. So mivushal halachacha rov ochle basar. But 1 second, if it's nimsa, that's the second part of the Mishnah said, if it's cooked, you go after rov ochle basar. But 1 second, if it's nimsa, if the guy is holding it or whoever is holding it, why don't you see who's holding it? What does it mean if it's mevushal? Figure out what rove. What do you mean the rove? Look who's holding it. If we say the Mishnah's talking about holding it, it'll be dachak to say the first line is talking about where it's nimsa biad goy, and the second line is where it's not nimsa biad goy. And even in the seifa, you can't say if it's not nimsa biad goy, but if it's rove Yisrael, so then also it should be yasser, because basar shenasam and ayim. So achamayaskinon ba omid vero ehu. That Mishnah in Machshirin must be a case where I see from afar, I don't know who it is, I see it drop out of his pocket. I see it drop out of his bag. So I see that it fell, it's not Nisalim and Ayin, and then I see the meat up until I go, but I don't know who it was. I don't know who dropped it. So that's a case where there's no Basaj and Nisalim and Ayin, but it is a case where I have to figure out if it's kosher or not. Good. Tashma, let's try again. Tashma, nimsa bigvulin, evar. Now we have a Mishnah in Shkolim. We had a Mishnah in Machshir, now a Mishnah in Shkolim. Rashi again says, Mishnah in Shkolim, just to make sure that we know. Nimsa bigvulin, what are we talking about? We're talking about a case where you find meat in, somewhere in or around the Yerushalayim. So, if the ratio was, Rashi goes to the ratio, if you find meat in the Azara, then limbs are all olos, because that's how you usually cut the ola. And if it is meat, then you can maybe assume it's a carbon that's eaten. But nimsa bigvulin, the Mishnah says, if it's found outside of the boundaries of the Azara, evarim nevelus. So in found in gvulin, so if it's evarim nevelus, because you assume that's how when you want to just throw something out, you cut it into evarim. The chatichos mutaros, but chatichos are mutar. You assume most meat around there are carbonos, so chatichos are mutaros. And obviously it's rov tavchi Yisrael in that area, and therefore it was made to eat, so it's mutar. What do you mean mutar? What do you mean? Basar shenis al minayin. The chitei ma'achinami ba'omid v'ro'ehu. And if you want to say here too, we're talking about a case where he saw it the entire time, Evarim Nevelas Amai. That doesn't work with the Evarim Nevelas line, because what's Evarim Nevelas? You could assume it's Nevela, people would have thrown it. But if you saw it drop, you saw it wasn't thrown. You saw it wasn't, it shouldn't have that halacha of Nevela. So therefore we have a problem. How does Rav understand this Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, Midihu time el Rav. We're trying to figure out Rav Shita. Rav would say Nachinami. Hayin Mar Allah. Rav Amar Mutaris Bisham Nevela. Rav would say, if you find a Varim, it's not Nevelas. Rav would argue. How could Rav argue on the Mishnah? Rav Tanu Upalik. Rav could argue on the Mishnah. Gemara doesn't explicate that. But one is allowed to, right? It's Mutar Mishum Nevela Rashi. Dolomitami. The Achel Aloaki. You're not going to get Malkus if you eat it to Safiku. Because you don't know. Umiyu Bachila Asura. But it's still going to be Asur Miachila because of Basur Shin Asalaman Ayin. Right, that's why therefore the Rav Hanami would argue on that, and he would say Avarim are not, or maybe they're Suffolk Nevelos, you would treat it, you just can't eat it, but it's not Mishum Nevelos, because Basar is Zalman Ayin. But Levi Amar Mutaras Bachila, and Levi would argue. But either way, this is Shitas Rav. Rav says Basar, Shin Zalman Ayin is Usser. Says the, interesting, the Rosh here in Simen Chaf says, even a whole animal, one out of, might apply Basar Shin Asalman Ayin. And the Shach is not so convinced of that. The Shach in Sifkat and Vav, after the Shulchan Aruch quotes the halacha of Basar Shin Asalman is Asur, Hatam Kaswa Poskim says the Shach, the Chayshinan, Shema Shratzim V'Ofos Hechlifuhu. Right, many, maybe Shratzim and Ofos, the Kasav Arash, the Afilu Bibahema Shlema, Chayshinan, Shema Arvim Hechlifuhu, Kidemuchach Mishmaitza, V'Chumra Yaserehi, Adkan Lashono. That's the Rush. Baratza Lomar, what is he talking about? He's quoting the Rush's quotes the story that we're going to have on Amud Beis, that Rav visited his son-in-law, and then he sees that there's meat hanging, and he focused on it, and he didn't let his eyes leave. So you see from there that is a chumra, as we will see. Aval says the Shach, Lefi Mashikaz of Atos Vashem, Dahai of the Kochavim, Havi Lo Muchach Midi, the Vadai, Kol Hekadik Lamechos of the Kochavim, Aser, Aval Lishratzim, Bebehema Shelema, Lo Chayshinan. But oh, Nira, somebody says, but for a Behema Shelema, right, no, we're not choshesh. Don't worry about that. Pchim pasap adoras chatas. V'o nireh. And then he says, b'tao b'lmas b'lo chashin l'shratzim. Kol shekein b'behem ha-shlema. And therefore, I don't agree with that chumrah of the rush that it would even be by a behem ha-shlema. As he saw that the rush thought he was bringing a raya from there. The rush shach says, no, that was a case of rov tavchei of the kachavim. And that's why it was worse. Good. Says the Gemara to Rav, la b'feir shit mar le'machala itmar. Rav's Shita, Rav never gave a shir and said, Basar Shin Asalman Ayin Asar. He learned it, we learned it, Michlala, as we just had also in the last couple of dafim. Michlala Itmar was implied by a story. The Rav Ava Yasiv, Amavra de Ishtatis, he was crossing on a boat. He was like it was a ferry. And he was crossing. Chazia, while he was on the boat, Chazia, right, what's the message of that? That he was focused. He wasn't just sleeping on the boat, he was looking around. Chazia Luhu Gavra, Dahave, Kamach Veresha, he saw somebody in the water. He saw somebody in the water that was washing off the head of an animal. Washing off the head of an animal. Nafal Minein, it fell. The animal fell out of his hands. Also, he went, I see Silsa. He went to bring a basket. Shada, he put the basket in the water. Asik train, and in the basket came out two heads. Wow. Two heads. Amarav, Avdi Nami Hachi. Wow, does that really happen here? Is that normal? Rashi, V'chi derech hu kein, shaham abed chifetz echad. Moti shnayim, klomar, acherim avi nami hasam resha. Well, this is not normal. It must be that we're choshes, that whenever you turn your head, a lot of things could happen, right? And you could find a lot of different things. So, asrin o'neale. So, Rav Asr, right? And we think, oh, that's because of basar, shinis alim, mina'ayin, right? And therefore, if you find two, maybe they're both, right? Even if one looks pretty similar, but asrin o'neale. So Amrle Rav Kahana Ravasi Larav. Di Isura Shlichi the Tera Lo Shlichi. What you assume, okay, there's a head that's found here. But why do you assume that it was that they were Usur? Maybe they were mutter heads. Amrlahu, the Isura Shlichi Tve. No, Isura, there's more Isur in the world, right? Not just specifically in a specific neighborhood. There's more Isur in the world, and therefore that's what I'm choshish for. Tosfos does point out that if he only would have picked up one head, then maybe he would never have asered it. V'lo asik el achad lo havi oser, shahari ra'a shelo hayasham orev. Right, he saw there was no bird in the interim. He saw, he went to get it. So he saw that. Maybe a marine creature switched the heads. Not to worry about that. But here, if he would have only picked up one, we would have said, no, again, it's a chumra, and therefore we'd have to be machmer in that case. But, lo havi lil mecha, shema, shelo nevad b'mayim, v'zeo acher. Aval hashta da'asik trey, but now that he picked up two, that's a reyasa. Asrina, nava b'shirov tafka yisrael havi sham. Even though it was most
Tabachim of Yisrael, the Chayesh, Shema Oreth Evi, Meruba de Alma. And that's why he says, Yisura Shchiach Tvei. Chlomar, says Tosfos, Spim Mekomos HaRechokim, Sheikhon Arvim Lavi Misham. Right, even though here, it might be mostly Jews, but the Isra is more Shchiach. So that's the story. So that's what we get. He holds from there. Basar Islam and Ayim, where there's a chance that it was switched. We pask in lachumra. We say lachumra. Rav says lachumra. V'chim mechala mai. But as the Gemara always says, if it's mechala inmar, how else could we have interpreted the story? That it doesn't mean how we interpreted it. Maybe parvasa do v'kacham havi. That was a port, and a lot of non-Jews worked in that port. That's why it was different. Teda the karmelu the isura shchichik tvei. Rav says it's shchiach there. So maybe that's what he meant. That's what he meant, because he was nervous about that port. The Ritva here says, when you have even if you have Rov Shochtim in a certain town, if there's a place where clearly things might be brought, I don't know, like an airport or some international area, so they have to be worried. The Avagav, the Rov here, Tabcha Yisrael, says the Ritva, Kivan Shebemakom, Beis HaSafe, Beis HaSfar, Shchichi Beitvei, Eino Yehudi to Asume Alma to Maisi Sura Bididu Tolin Tvei Beiruba to Menel Ir to Lo Shlichi. Right, this relates to questions of how you define Rove. The Gemara's and Ksubis talk about. Let's say you have a city where people live, but also a lot of people pass through. So do you go by Rove of the residents? Do you go by Rove of the people that pass through? So the Ritva is saying you go by Rove of the people at the port, right? Not Rove of the people that live in the city. So that's why. This was a case of chumra. So says the Gemara. So Rav never eats basar shenis alam and ayin. Did he ever eat meat? Ela Rav heichi achal bisra b'shaite d'lo bisra. How did he ever eat meat? So three answers. B'shaite d'lo alam ein aminei. First the answer echinami. Only when it was shechted and somebody didn't take his eyes off of the meat. Remember they didn't have such major industry. That meat was sent overseas or frozen, right? It was shechted in the town. So yeah, he was machmir, and he never let the meat go out of under his eyes, right? Rashi, Tosfos, lo olam rav eini minei. Actually, we'll wait for that to do that in the story. Iba yisema, first the Gemara answers, b'tzai rei v'chasuma. Maybe if it's tied and sealed in a certain way, so then also he would trust. If he knows the butcher did it, then the butcher closed and sealed it. Or if there was some type of simen in the meat itself. You cut it in a triangle. And that way, like it's quoted in Masech Bamatzia, also by Simanim, so that way, that's when he ate. So whenever the butcher worked for Rav, he always knew to tie it up and close it up properly. Good. Rav, because of Rav Chanan, this is Chasane. This was the story that the Rush quoted about a whole animal. So Rav went to his son-in-law, Beirav Chanan. Chazi Mavre de Chazi Lapey. When he was going there, he went to the water, went to the bridge, and right when he was coming to the water, the ferry was coming towards him. Wow. It was like, right when you get to the bus stop, the bus is coming right down the street. Exactly when you get there. And he says, wow, that's a great omen. Omar Mavre Chazi Lapey, Yom HaTavalago. It's going to be a great day today. He took it as a simon. Ozo Kama Baba. So he went and he came to the, after he takes the ferry, he goes and he gets to the gate and the door of his son-in-law. Odik Babaza Dadashi. He peers in through a crack in the door. Chazi Chiyusa Dadalyi. He sees a lot of meat hanging on hooks. Tarif Baba knocks on the door. Nafik Asu Kuliyam Alape. Everybody comes out to greet Rav. Rav came. They all came out to greet him. Asatab Chinami. And even the butchers that were involved in the meat, they left the meat unattended. They came to meet Nami. Lo alam Rav eini minei. Rav didn't take his eyes. They're coming to him, and Rav has his eyes on that meat. He doesn't take his eyes off of it. Right? He needs to focus on it. Right? Tosfos says, Lo haya yachol ladakteh bikan desar Rav Rashi d'Salam and Ayin Aser. Why did the Gemara quote this story? Right? The Gemara says Michlala Itmar from the earlier story, from the story of the heads in the water, and they said, oh, maybe there is because that it was different because it was the port of the Goyim. So what about this story? He didn't take his eyes off of it. So isn't that a proof that Bahiyah Basar Zamanai Maser? So the Gemara Tosfos says Dama Rov Tavachim the Kachavim Ayisham. Maybe that was a case, this case where the Rov Tavachim were Goyim, right? So that's why he had to keep his eyes on it. Okay. So Amar Lahu Echu Hashda Sufficiently Sura Lebedei Bras. So he says to them, I can't believe you did this. You left it. You almost fed Shreif to my family, right? How could you take your eyes off of it? So Loachal Rav Mehu Bisra. The Gemara just adds, Rav didn't eat meat that day. Didn't eat meat that day. Why didn't he eat meat that day? Such he's focused on it. My taima. I mishum ialume haloilim. It was never shnisalim. Ella dinachish. Maybe because
he violated or he practiced something that smacked of nichush, some type of, as we know, the iser of lo senachashu, not looking at omens, basing my action based on omens. And here, Rav, they based his actions. He saw the ferry coming. Right, Rashi. Simin tovu lo'ovrei drachim. K'shema avores ba'al likrasan me'elea kodem shezimna. Imagine I go outside, I'm about to call a taxi, and the taxi comes down the street. Oh, that's a simin tov. But he, Rav acknowledged it. He says, oh, maybe it was nichush. Says the Gemara, was that really nichush? V'yamar Rav. Call Rav himself. Call Nachash Enoch Eliezer Evet Avram. If the Nichush is not like what Eliezer and Yonasan did, right, then it's not called Nichush. What does that mean? Rashi. Big discussion in the Rishonim. First, we'll talk about what it mean in context. Rav says, if there's no Nichush like them, then it's not Nichush. Rashi. Call Nachash Eno. Somech Alav Mamish. If he's not somech on it, like totally basing his behavior on it, then it's not Nichush. Rav was going on the boat anyway. He says, oh, it's coming. Great. It's going to be a great day today. He was going anyway. He wasn't changing his behavior based on it. That's not a problem of Nichush. Only Eliezer. Eliezer was really, like Rashi says, itashkenu adaberbo, vimlav lo adaberbo, right? Is she going to give me water? Is she not going to give me water? Yonasan, when he was going to fight the Plishtim, if the Plishtim come up, stay there, we're coming down. That's a bad omen. If they say, come up to us, so then that's a good omen. So there, they were deciding their behavior on it. So that's why it wasn't really Nichush in this case. So Gemara says, Ela Sudas HaRishus Have. Really, it was a Sudas HaRishus for Rav, Lo Mishani, Mi Sudas HaRishus. Rav never ate from a Suda that was not a Sudas Mitzvah. And therefore, that's why he didn't eat. He wouldn't have eaten from it anyway. Why was he looking at it? For other people. Maybe he thought there was going to be a Sudas Mitzvah, but there it wasn't. Okay. All the Mefarshim discuss here the definition of Nichush, and specifically, did Eliezer, Evet Avraham, and Kenyonis and Menshol, did they violate Nichush? That's the Pasha Pshad of the Gemara. Right? It's not Nichush unless you do what they did. So all the Rishonim figure out, Chas V'Shalom, the language of the Ritva. Chas Leila Avda Da Avraham, the Levi Menachesh. No, the Gemara means something else here. Gemara somehow, you know, it's, if you don't do Nichush, if you do Nichush, but it's not like them, then it's not Nichush. But even they didn't do Nichush. This would be something similar to what they did, but they actually didn't do Nichush. So how do you interpret it? Tosfos, Eliezer Evet Avraham. V'yim Tamar Eliezer, Hech Nichesh. So how did he do it? Laman da Amar, according to the one who says Bnei Noach are Muzhar in Nichush. V'yesh Lomar da Hu Tana Sabar Shalonasan Latzmita Mashigida Lo Basmihi. Maybe he didn't really rely on the Nichush. First he asked who she was. He didn't just say whoever gives me is going to be the one. He didn't. So maybe, like, same kind of answer that the Gemara gives for Rav. That he would have done it anyway. And he waited. The Abagad Dixivin, even though it doesn't say that in the Pasuk, Ein Muktam Mu'uchar BaTorah. That's amazing. That's an amazing usage of Ein Muktam Mu'uchar BaTorah. Usually, Ein Muktam Mu'uchar BaTorah means separate parshios. Like the Gemara seems to say. The Gemara says, Imsachim. In the beginning of the first paragraph of Psachim, the Gemara says, Ein Muktam Mu'uchar BaTorah. But it says, Vaydar Hashem Moshe Limar. So you're going to say, it doesn't really say that. Veidaber Moshe Hashem Lamar. Right? No, you can't say that. Right? And that's what the Gemara seems to say also. Imsachim on Dav Vavim Abayis. The Gemara says Imuktim Mocher BaTorah. The Gemara says maybe Laman Hani Mili Bechad Inyana. Betray Inyana. Right? Two Inyanim. That's where if it's two separate sections, you can say Imuktim Mocher BaTorah, but not in one Inyan. We discussed that in the past related to Rabbi Yishal. But so that's a fascinating. Tosis is saying, but you could change your upsukim. Change your upsukim. Imuktim Mocher BaTorah. Amazing. So that is number one, that he didn't really use Nichush because he didn't act until he was sure. If we look in the Chedushei Haran, and the Mefarshim on Sefer Shmuel also discussed this, the Ran here, much quoted Ran, out of all the Chedushei Harans on Maseches Chulin, this is one that's quoted, says the Ran, V'chein Nirali. Well, first, let's start. First, he quotes the Machlokas Rambam and the Raivit. Machlokas Rambam and the Raivit in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, where the Rambam seems to quote this Gemara Kipshuto. But they did something wrong. The Gemara says, "V'chein amesim la'asmo simanim im yerali kach v'kach ese davar ploni v'im lo yera lo ese ki Eliezer Evet Avraham v'chol kayotze b'dvarim ha'elu hakol aser v'chol ha'osem meisem b'nei davar midvarim ha'elu loke." It's all aser, and if you act based on it, you get malka. Says the Ravid, "Ze shibush gadol shari davar ze mutter mutterhu." Right, it's mutter. What's usser? That if you say I'll do this and I won't do this, what's the problem? Hit eyu. He was misled by what it says in our Gemara. The husavar shalinian iser nomar. He thought the Gemara was saying this is aser v'lohi. The Gemara just means whether it's effective or not. Hachi Gemara ain roi lismoch alav. Ve'chashav ala tzadikim kemosama ve'rezu. Ve'avi inu mafki pulsi denur liape. I'll burn up that pshat, says the Raivan. Wow, the Raivan is very upset. How could you say this about Eliezer? So, question what the Rambam means. But if you look in the Ran, after quoting this machlokas, we call machlokas davar tzarach teretz yevshar tzadikim ala lohay menachashim. So says the Ran, maybe there's a difference between what they did. The Gemara is giving, using them as examples of basing actions based on omens, but their omens specifically were not a problem. Why? Because they were logical. They were logical omens. Shahanacha shasra Torah he shetola es dvarav besimin she'ein svara nosenes shehebam gorim toelas ladavar onezek. So that's totally arbitrary. Compito nafo miado tzvi hipsik mo over there. Oh, a deer saw a black cat walked across my way. Okay, I'm gonna go. I'm not gonna go. If I base my actions based on that, that's total nichush and that's usser. But what if I say, you know what? If it rains today, I'm not gonna go on the tiol. And if it doesn't rain, I'm gonna go on the tiol. That's nichush. That makes sense. Aval halokeh simanim bedavar shasvar no das shehein morin toelas hadavar onizko ain't a nichush shekol iske olam kachu. That's how the world runs. Shrei Omerim, Yeredu Gushamim, Lo Eitzi Laderach, Vim Lav Eitzi Laderach, Ein Zed Nichush, Ala Min Hago Shal Olam. V'Eliezer, Eben Avram, Yonas, Amen Shol, V'chayotzi Mizeh, Tolu Maseim. This is exactly how we should understand these examples. Eliezer Yodeya Hayesh Lo Hayim Mizavkin Ishal Yitzhak Avinu, Ela Hahu Genes Lo. He knows, Eliezer knew that, right, Yitzhak was going to get a good Zivug, maybe connected to a Baalas Chesed. So he asked something having to do with Ruach Nediva and Baalas Chesed. And also Yonas and Minshol, are they cowards? Do they say, are they scared? Okay, you come here. Or are they strong and confident? We're coming to you. Yonas and Minshol, Bikesh lahakos b'machane plishtim. V'nose kelov, bilvad, lokach zesim la'atzmo. Shem yomru alav, eleinu, yehe nira shehem yureyim imarav. It'll show that they're cowardly. Batach Yonas on Big Viraso, Shehuba no Salev Yifkubahem, Shkimin Hago Shalom, Sheshayam Ashlosha, Birelevia, Nisu Harbe, Minhame Fachtim. So if it makes sense, it's not a problem. Again, big discussion. The Radak discusses this also in Sefer Shmuel. The Meshech Chachma discusses this in Parshas Chayesara. But Nichush is a big discussion. Also, our Mitzvah Shirim, which we had a couple of years ago, the Isra of Nichush, relating to all the others, Ma'onin, Menachesh, Chover Chaver, all of those, but Nichush is specifically omens in the future affecting my present actions. Weiter. Says the Gemara. So Rav Badik B'mavar. So Rav was Badik B'mavar, meaning he used to say things based on whether the ferry came on time or not. But again, not in a Nichush way. Chas v'shalom. Ushmuel Badik B'sifra. Shmuel was Bodik B'sifra. What does Besifra mean? He opened up a Sefer, and he was Bodek. He was Bodek. Sounds like what's known as Goral Agra. Goral Agra, that what they used to, what the many used, not too often today. I have a whole Sefer here, Goral Agra, all the times that it was used, and how it's used, and generally not meant to be used for the Hamon Am. So Shmuel about the Besifra, many different stories, Rav Aaron Kotler coming to America, different stories where Goral Agra was used, Raya Levine used after the Lamed Hay to identify the bodies. Okay, Rav Yochanan Badak V'Yanuka. Rav Yochanan checked children, right, many times in Shas. We have a Rav asking the children, no, tell me a pasuk. Tell me what you learned today. Kulushani de Rav Avikasev Le, Rav Yochanan, Lakadam Rabbeinu Shebabel. Whenever Rav Yochanan wrote a letter to Rav, he wrote it, Rabbeinu Bebavel. Ki noach nafshe, Havikasev L'Shmuel, Lakadam Chavereinu Shebabel. But the Shmuel, he didn't write Rabbeinu. He wrote Chavereinu, as if it's a colleague. Omar lo yadali midi de Rabbe Ana. And Shmuel, out for Kavanah Torah, Rather Mepharshim explain, he says, you know, if the chief rabbi here gets a letter and it's not mechubad in the eyes of the Am, that's going to be a priest of Kavanah Torah. So Kasav Shadalei Ibura Deshas and Shni, he then sent him the calculations of the months for the next 60 years. Amar, Rabbi Yochanan is not impressed. Hashta Chushman Abi Alma Yada. That's just calculations. Kasav Shadalei Tleiser Gamli Sveki Trefasa. He sent him tons and tons, 13 camels, a lot of Svekas and Trefas, meaning it's Chachmin Kashrus. Amar, he says, oh, Isli Rav Bebavel Ezel Achse. That's a Rav. That's a Rav. Isli Rav. So much. Shmuel. Isli Rav Bebavel. I'm going to go see him. Amarle Yinuka Psukle Psukecha. Before he goes, he has a child. Nu, tell me what you learned. Amarle, he quotes in the Pasuk in Shmuel. Shmuel Mace? Amr Shmamina, Noch Nafshi the Shmuel. He took it as a simon, it must be Shmuel died. And he didn't go. Velohi, and
it's not really true. He hadn't died. Lo shachiv Shmuel, el kihechid olit shachiv Yochanan. But Hashem didn't want Rabbi Yochanan to be hutrach, so he sent him that simon. It sounds like, again, to try to work it into what we said, he really didn't want to go anyway. He probably wasn't going to go anyway. But he saw this, and it like, you know, helped him seal the decision. Okay. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, bayis tinok ve'isha, ava bishay nachash simin, a house, a child, and a wife. Even though there's no nichush, he's simin. What does that mean? Rashi says, the first business deal after getting married, having a child, buying a house, if it's a good business deal, that's a good simin. If it's not a good business deal, then it's a bad simin. That's Rashi. Look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, totally different shot. Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek, Yud, Aleph, says the Rambam here, in that same Perek that we were just discussing. Yud, Aleph, Hey. Misha Amar Dirazu Shebanisi Simin Tovai Salai. Ah, it's the house itself. This house that I built is a simin tov. Since I did this act, also psukim, call elu chayosim ben mutter. Ho velo kivin maisav, velo nimna milasos, elo asas a similatsmo. Ludover shekfar haya. Hareze mutter. He just takes it, ah, it's a simon. It's a good simon. He's not basing his behavior on it, so that's what is okay. I'm Rabbi Lezer. As long as it was done three times. Yosef Einan of Shimon, Einan of Binyamin, Tikachu, Alaha Yukulana, right, three times. Is there an issue of Basar Shinasalam and Ayin when it comes to Charozin, if they're tied up all on a chain? No, of course not. What, a bird, a weasel could put him back? Obviously, this is Simon. It wasn't a question and answer, but it was a statement. There's no problem by Charuzin. Rav Nachman Minardo, Iklul of Gabe, Rav Kahana, Lufam Nara, Maliyom, Etikipure. Rav Nachman went to visit him, Rav Kahana, on Erev Yom Kippur, Asu Urve Shadukadi Vichol Yasin. They saw ravens that were throwing kidneys and livers all over the place. Amalei Shkov Achol. And he says, go to eat. Ha'idna Datera Shriach Tvei. It's more mutter. Mutter, Rashi says that Rav Kahana's argues on Rav. Right, and therefore Rashi is going to pass in against Rav. You know what? Don't worry about Basar Shalom and Ayin. Rav, and if most are Tabchi Yisrael. Rav Chiya Bar Avin Isvile Karkashta, he's lost a part of the animal, Bein Edana, he lost a part of the colon next to the wine barrels. Aslakame Rav Huna, Amarle Islacha Simana Begaveh, you have a simin? Amarle Lo. Islacha Tvias Eina Begaveh, do you recognize it? What's called Tvias Ayin? Amarle In, yes. In Kain Zilshkol, if that's true, take it. We'll have to start next time about Tvias Ayin. Let's just continue. Rav Chanina Choza Isfar Le Gav de Misra. He lost the Gav of Basar. Asla Kamed Rav Nachman Amalei Isfar Simana Begavei. Amalei Lo, don't have a Simon. Isli Tvias Ayin Begavei Amalei Lo. Amalei In, he says, Av Tvias Ayin. Im Kain Zil Shkol, he says again, if you have a Tvias Ayin, so then you can take it. And finally, the third, Rav Nassan Bar Abaye Isfar Le Kibur de Schelta, he had a spool of Tcheles thread. Then you can take it. We'll have to talk next time for the Shem at the beginning. What is Tfias Ayin exactly? How does that work? Is there any difference between Tfias Ayin here and Tfias Ayin by Aveda? As we'll see. Okay, we'll stop here.